You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place in real time. From your desktop or phone. Start today. Right now, NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 key strategies to grow your profits, at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired.
The most interesting thing in tech is the announcement by Bill Gates that his foundation is going to put billions of dollars into helping to find a vaccine against coronavirus. More specifically, he's going to build 7 manufacturing plants for potential vaccines before they are approved and ready. It's a really interesting step and a really interesting way to try to accelerate this race we're in right now to find a vaccine. Because remember, we know how to make vaccines in general, right? You find the pathogen that's causing the problem, break it apart and you analyze it, and then you insert some part of the pathogen, either weakened form of the whole thing, or just the outer shell, or the internal structure. You train the body's immune system to react to a weaker form of the pathogen, learns it, and then ideally, when the real one comes, the body's immune system is ready. Problem is, that's a really complicated process that can go haywire. You're triggering an immune response, which is a risky thing to do, because your body can go through all kinds of crazy problems if you do that. So that's why vaccine testing takes a long time. Normally, you test in animals. Then you do stage 1 testing. Then you test it in a small group of humans to see whether they're nasty side effects. Then you do stage 2 testing. It takes a couple more months where you test it in a large group of humans. Then you do stage 3 testing. Put it in a huge number of humans and really see whether it actually works, whether it works better than a control, whether it has side effects. The whole process can take 5 years. Anthony Fauci said for coronavirus, maybe we could get it done in 18 months. But getting this done in 18 months is way too long. The economy will not fully reopen. People will not be confident. Will we be able to go to basketball games until there is a vaccine? I don't know. So how can you speed it up? I've talked about different ways in past episodes of this, but Bill Gates' idea is great because one of the big problems is that even when you have an approved vaccine, you may not have enough to get it out to everybody. But if Gates has already manufactured lots and lots of doses in partnership with companies, you suddenly accelerated a huge, prolonged step. So it's a very, very smart thing to do. I can imagine some potential problems. One of the issues with vaccines is that you need the pharmaceutical companies to know that they're going to make a lot of money in order to risk putting in a lot of money to build a potential vaccine. if they're worried they're going to have to compete against something from Bill Gates, maybe that will create disincentive. Most likely, though, this will just create positive incentives, will just work well, and will accelerate one of the most important things, if not the most important thing going on in the world right now, which is trying to figure out how to protect us from coronavirus. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.